This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, the trade deadline actually moved back a little bit this year in the NFL. I saw some people yesterday when we were talking about the trade deadline complaining like, man, it needs to be pushed back to like week 12 or week 13, and maybe they do that someday. It has been pushed back slightly from before. It used to be after week 8. It's after week 9 this year. It's November the 5th, which is a Tuesday. It's the Tuesday after the Jets game for the Texans. So the Texans play Sunday against Green Bay, then the Colts at home, and then the Jets on Thursday Night Football. And then after that, if they want to make tweaks to the roster, it's whoever's out there on the waiver wire. You know, so trades can be made until November 5th in the afternoon, 3 in the afternoon here. How active do we expect the Texans to be over the next few weeks? This is the first time the Texans have been kind of like in an Astros spot, you know, where it's they're one of the top teams, and can they make a move that maybe is like a finishing move for them? You know what I mean? Like put them over the top kind of.
Yeah, move. Yeah,
it's kind
that's
of
right.
Yeah,
oh, that's weird. It's just weird to be able to make Astros comparisons without having to apologize for it in advance.
Hey,
you know, like in previous years, I've been like, listen, I'm not comparing the Texans to the Astros, but they could do this Astros type move, where now it feels like they're closer than they've been in a long time to be able to talk about them in comparison to the Astros.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, they're 5-1, kind of, man.
If you want to be like the Astros, this is what you would do.
Mm-hmm.
You go get yourself a Justin Verlander or a Greg Newsom.
Hey, damn Seth, it. If this were a 162 game season, the Texans would be on pace to win 135 games. The Astros have never come close to that, ever.
Bums. You bums.
You bums. They're bums. No, but seriously, how active do you expect Nick to be? We'll play you demanding he trade for a DB in just a second.
I think, honestly, at the risk of reading way too much into Nick's answer yesterday,
yeah.
I'm going to read way too much into it like a lot of our listeners did.
Yeah.
Listen very carefully to how Nick responds to my demand.
It's a demand.
That he go out and trade for a defensive back. Nick, I have to pay off on a promise I made to my social media followers, which is I put out the question to them, who do the Texans, who should they trade for before the trade deadline, which position group? And I am here to demand that you trade for either a safety or a cornerback based on the responses of the people. If you care about the people, that you'll trade for a defensive back sometime in the next couple of weeks.
We're all about the people, so we'll see how the next few weeks go. So we'll take that under advisement when we turn the transaction and say, on behalf of the city of Houston and Seth Payne's followers, we hereby declare the following trade.
Yeah.
When we turn the transaction in.
Yep. Oh, when?
Not if.
Yeah.
But when, Sean.
Okay.
Not if, but when he turns the transaction
Good
in.
Good job, Seth and Seth's social media followers. That one sailed right over my head, the when.
Did not go unnoticed by us.
No.
That's right.
No,
when?
No. When?
When we turn the transaction in, right there, he decided that, yes, I need to pander to the masses, and I'm going to... there's no chance in hell they haven't talked about various defensive backs that might be out there.
Well,
right now.
Other people are sure talking about various defensive backs in the Houston Texans right now.
Buda Baker has come up a lot.
Yeah.
So Buda Baker is an interesting one because he's a safety. I think sometimes because he's smaller, people think like, yeah, he's like a cornerback. He plays safety.
Yeah.
And I don't know if right now, honestly, I want more of a cornerback because for one, even when Lassiter is healthy, they've got deficiencies at slot corner and man coverage. Petrie has done an awesome job doing what they're asking him to do, but when it comes up to going against really good wide receiving corps, I get nervous about Jalen Petrie out there in man coverage. And same for Eric Murray. I think Eric Murray's done some really good things, but you just don't feel awesome about him in man, where you bring in somebody like Greg Newsom would be a tricky one, because then almost it's then you've got an embarrassment of riches at cornerback, which I'm into.
Yeah. Very much into. Yeah. Yeah. Greg Newsom gave a little follow on social media to a couple Texans yesterday. People, that did not go unnoticed by the people. Followed Derek Stingley Jr., followed CJ Stroud on social yesterday.
Was there any kind of a link or anything to like agents or something that might have sparked that, other than just him being getting interest?
Good question. I just chose to blindly think that Greg Newsom wants to become a Houston Texan. That's, you know, that's the sexiest way to look at it. Buda Baker to the Houston Texans is part of an article that Cody Benjamin put. Boy, there are a lot of Texan ties in this article. Eight big names that could be on the move. He's got Damian Pierce going to the Vikings. We just gave the Vikings a running back. What the hell? Damian's not going anywhere, man.
I don't think Damian. I was very, very encouraged by Damian's big run in that game. I think he has made some improvement in how he reads his own runs. There were a couple, including the touchdown run in that game. But a couple of plays where he showed a vision and a decisiveness on zone runs that I don't think he had last year.
Yep.
So it wasn't perfect, and he's got to keep getting better at it. But, that was very – I don't think there's a – I think the Texans were not – they were 100% in his corner the entire training camp. When I was skeptical of them, and I was surprised that they were as much in his corner, I think they're very much in his corner.
I think the Cam Akers trade is almost symbolic of how they feel about Damian Pierce, honestly. Yeah. The compensation for Buda Baker in this article would be a fourth round pick in next year's draft. Would you do a fourth?
I would do a fourth. I think he's been injured a lot the last couple of years. Yep. He hasn't played a lot of football. That'd be my only hang up there, is just like, all right, what do you? We've already got injury issues with Derek Stingley safety. Gets injured every year.
We've got
injury issues at safety with Jimmy Ward. That's the part that makes me nervous. If I had to choose between Greg Newsom, who plays a bunch of slot corner, and Buda Baker, I'd rather have Greg Newsom right now.
Now, I've got another CBS article here. Boy, CBS is in on moving people around around the NFL. They've got the Texans going after Jonathan Jones, who is a New England Patriot. He's a cornerback, DB. It just says DB. Houston secondary's banged up, they say, with Lassiter. If the Texans wanted to better solidify corner to gear up for a playoff run, they could look to the team they just trounced in week six in the Patriots. Starting corner Jonathan Jones is in the final year of his contract. He's been a solid player through his nine-year career. So Nick knows Jonathan Jones. He was in the building when Jonathan Jones came in. Through six games this season, he's tallied three pass breakups and a forced fumble to go with 25 tackles. They don't speculate as to what the draft compensation would be. But again, I'm thinking like day three pick feels about right for a lot of these guys they're talking about. You know, for a rental, for 10 games.
For a guy that's on a one-year contract.
Correct.
Yeah, I wonder with where the Patriots are right now and with Jonathan Jones' age. But I know they like Jonathan Jones a lot. I wonder if they would actually
would
part with him, or if they would look at him as a veteran who's got to be a part of the core moving forward with a defensive minded head coach. But I'd be all about that. Yeah, I like that trade.
Yeah,
and we know that Nick may have had a conversation about him last week.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yep. So the good news for those that are into content is that all the names being floated for the Texans right now appear to fit in the bucket that would require Nick Caserio to put a proclamation at the beginning of the trade crediting Seth Payne and his social media followers.
Listen, I don't want anybody else to fall for this one. I see a lot of fake news about Patrick Surtain out there, too. A lot of fake reports that Patrick Surtain's got. He just got an extension a month ago in Denver. And their defense is awesome. I don't think they're doing a damn thing. Patrick Surtain is not coming to the Texans.
No.
They're 100% no.
Nope.
They are holding on to Patrick Surtain.
Nope. Yeah, he's not coming here.
I saw like multiple tweets yesterday with huge amounts of retweets of fake news about Patrick Surtain.
He's not coming here. The Broncos are invested in Patrick Surtain. All right, well, let's circle back to the Packers and the Texans, and let's get a look at things going on the Packers side. Let's get the view from Green Bay. Marcus Eversole is he's the afternoon host, PM Drive. does a great job on 107.5 The Fan in Green Bay. His show is called Better Call Eversole. I love that show name. But he covers the Packers. He'll join us in the next segment, and we'll get Green Bay's view on this game coming up between the Texans and the Packers. Sunday, noon kick, right here on Sports Radio 610. Stay there.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.